Welcome and thank you for downloading this special episode of RimsCast, sponsored by AXA XL. I am your host, Justin Smolleson, Business Content Manager at RIMS, the Risk and Insurance Management Society, and I am joined today by Joe Tocco of AXA XL to discuss how the global pandemic has changed the way we all work and, especially for our RIMS members, how it is impacting operational risks and our management strategies. Joe Tocco was recently appointed CEO of the Americas for AXA XL in a recent restructuring at the company. He's new to his position, but not to the insurance industry, given his 30-year career. Joe, welcome to RIMSCast. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us. Let's get started. Joe, welcome to RIMSCast.
Thanks, Justin. I'm glad to be here.
Excellent. So how are you doing during this pandemic?
I'm doing better now. I guess when this started, it was a real shocker for a lot of us, right?
That sure.
When I first heard that we were going to be working from home, maybe indefinitely, and everywhere across the world, essentially, right? It really gave me pause and thought that we really needed to make sure that we were communicating regularly with everyone, our internal colleagues, as well as our clients and brokers. As you know, insurance, the large commercial insurance, particularly the complex risks that we write here at AXA XL, really are relationship driven businesses. And
sure,
everything that we do has been based on building solid long-term relationship, and not having the ability to sit down across the desk from our clients and or to have a dinner and talk through some challenges, or even maybe play a round of golf, which is actually one of the few things we can do these days, which is nice. But I really haven't been able to really engage with too many people that way at this point.
Joe, you're very personable and you may be missing that in-person connection, but you have adapted. So how has innovating changed the way you work and lead your team?
Yeah, you're right. I am very much a relationship person, and having that face to face has always been the most important thing for me. So this has been very challenging. You know, thinking about my team immediately when this first happened, I remember sitting at home thinking, what are we going to do? We're going to be remote for, we don't even know how long. And quite honestly, we're still not sure. And so almost day one, I got together with my direct reports and we had a long call. And I reiterated how important communication was now more than ever, that as leaders, now is our time to lead. We have to all step up and really engage in a way and dig deep, because, you know, you're sitting at home and it's easy to kind of get distracted. We have to really dig deep, reach out, connect with your colleagues as much as possible early on. First of all, let's make sure people are all right. And in an odd sort of way, I think I'm much stronger connected to my team and to our colleagues today than I was when we were in the office every day.
Sure.
Because we've made such a conscious effort to do that. And to really, I've stressed with my leadership team how important it was now for leaders to be leaders and to lead. And people need some direction, and without it, they will fill that void with something else, right? And so we need to make sure that we were doing that pretty regularly. And so I think we've done a great job of that. I know it's taken up a lot of my time and when I've got a lot of other things going on, but it's been the most important thing for me to stay connected and to insist on my leaders also staying connected to their teams.
Joe, tell me about the way in which you now work with brokers and clients.
I challenged my team very early on with, you know, whoever wins this battle of connecting with clients and brokers while we're remote, you know, is going to change this game forever. I don't know what the future holds. I don't think we ever go back to doing business exactly the way we did previously.
Right.
But getting really good at engaging with clients and brokers remotely and using technology in ways we hadn't thought of before or probably weren't available before, to be honest, will really, really shape the future. And so let's take advantage. Let's think outside the box. Let's be creative. Let's have some fun with it. And we've been able to do that. We've, you know, as you know, many, many conferences that we go to throughout the year, years have all been canceled. And we've had to find ways to connect with those clients. And we've set up a lot of virtual team meetings with clients to talk about the renewals, to talk about new business opportunities. One of the things we've learned is that by not traveling and not having to, we have more time actually to think about this. And sure. We can also put a lot more people on these calls than we would necessarily bring to a meeting, right? And so, that's actually been a big bonus. And we've been able to bring like an entire underwriting team that, you know, that works on an account to have that meeting with that client and that broker to really talk through any issues or challenges that they might have.
So Joe, further to your point earlier, it sounds like AXA XL will change the way it operates going forward. Are there any silver linings or lessons learned you'd like to speak to?
Yeah, Justin, you know, actually, there's probably a little bit of both. Maybe on the lessons learned component first. One thing that never ceases to amaze me is how after any kind of big unprecedented event, we come back to some basic underwriting principles and contract certainty and contract clarity and what was the intent of the contract. And this has been no exception. There's been, as you well know, as everyone has heard, all the noise around this non-physical damage BI component. And I'm an old property guy, so this is something I've been dealing with my whole career, really, in terms of a coverage issue. And it still is surprising to me how much business interruption as a coverage is still very misunderstood by our clients, and in some cases, maybe even our brokers, but mostly from a client standpoint. And anything that we can do to bring that clarity and contract certainty so that everybody is fully aware of what the intent of the policy is, can only behoove us all in the way forward here.
So let's talk about the fun stuff. Let's talk about the silver linings.
Yeah, you know, there's been several, and I think I talked about one earlier in terms of how we're engaging with clients remotely and using technology. I think that will continue to shape the way we do business going forward, which is very exciting for me.
Sure.
Also, you know, there's a couple of things that we're doing. One in particular that I'm incredibly proud of our team on is the ability during this pandemic to stay focused and actually launch a new product in the midst of the pandemic. And that in and of itself is pretty exciting. But probably what's even more exciting is the product that we launched was a product that was specific to the pandemic in a lot of ways and solved a challenge that all of us were facing during the pandemic around getting things delivered to your home.
Tell us what it's called, Joe.
Yeah, the product is one that we launched with Marsh, and it's called Delivery Pro. It's really based on this concept of this last mile delivery. How do we actually get the product into the homes, which is what we all absolutely needed during this pandemic. And the coverage is triggered off of a technology play with telematics that really triggers the whole event. And so there's a lot of data involved from the telematics. And it's a very state-of-the-art sort of product that's really innovative in its advent. And we will look to implement it other ways and to use that technology in other ways as well.
Joe, risk managers are facing unprecedented challenges. Some, just off the cuff, are COVID, a likely recession, civil unrest, and a potentially active hurricane season. What can insurers do to help their clients through this challenging period?
You know, it is a really challenging period. And probably the thing that jumps to my mind the most is we need to listen. We need to be very active listeners of our clients and the challenges that they're facing today and how can we as their insurer partner with them in ways to create maybe new solutions and creative solutions for these new challenges that they're faced with every day. And this pandemic and everything that's come with it has just added so much more complications to day-to-day activities and trying to keep their businesses up and running. So anything that we can do to help them is where we can make a difference. And so it starts with us being very active listeners so that we can clearly understand what challenges we're trying to deal with.
Joe, rising rates are among risk managers' many challenges. Do you see more firming going forward?
You know, Justin, this is a question we get pretty regularly. You know, how far are the rates going to rise? How long is it going to last for? Things of that nature, right?
You don't have a crystal ball, though.
I clearly don't. I wish I did. it would make this and a lot of other things a lot simpler. But in reality, I do think that rates will continue to rise for some period of time. And they need to. The industry, the health of the industry is not where it needs to be. They're after, you know, a decade of a soft market environment, trying to get the industry back on firm footing is something that you're seeing play out currently across all the carriers, and it's across multiple lines. Some lines worse, or in some ways have stronger rate needs than others. Recent loss activities, certainly cat events have not gotten smaller. They've gotten larger and appear to be more frequent. Sure. You know, we can talk about climate change, whatever, you know, without being political about it. The losses are bigger, they're larger, and they're more frequent. And so we're dealing with that as an industry. Then you layer in some other things that have taken place, right? And you, a couple of terms which I'm not particularly fond of, but they get used a lot lately, is this concept of social inflation and nuclear verdicts. Regardless of what you want to call them, the large sort of liability claims have gone off the roof, right? Out of the roof. The size of some of the verdicts that we're seeing are unprecedented, and maybe this is the new norm, or maybe. Right. But that's something we also have to be prepared for as an industry, and our clients need us to be financially sound and able to withstand whatever kind of losses come our way.
All right. And Joe, with that in mind, how are brokers and clients responding?
You know, clients have had the benefit of a soft market environment for well over a decade now, right? And so I think that once you explain to them the mathematics involved and what's at stake, that they may not like the answer, but I think they understand it. And so I think being able to communicate early, to get out in front of this, to be mindful, our approach historically has always been that we don't have a broad brush approach when it comes to rate increases or pricing. Every client stands on its own merits, and there is an element of our pricing that obviously is impacted by the overall market. But at the same time, we treat each individual customer based on the merits of that customer and our relationship with that customer. So there's no one size fits all approach.
There's obviously a lot happening in the AXA XL camp. What can you tell us about some of the changes that you've made to AXA XL's structure and operating model?
The premise of this change really was to go to a more regionalized model, which will enable us to deliver a much better client experience and also a much more focused experience for our distribution partners as well. So I'm very excited about some of these changes. And one of the new changes for us here in the Americas that I've implemented as part of this structure change was to put some additional emphasis on the zones within the U.S. So I'm cutting the U.S. into three zones, the East, the West, and the Central, to drive much better local execution. Again, all focused on the client, being able to put our decision makers as close to the clients as possible to deliver the best possible outcome for all of our clients. So that's really one of the things we're really looking to achieve here with the new model.
Terrific. It sounds like you see lots of new opportunities for you and your team.
I'm very excited. I do see a lot of opportunities, and I think we're well positioned. And with the backing of AXA and the product suite that we have to offer, I think is second to none. I'm really excited about the opportunities for us here in the Americas, which is a new region for me as well that includes not only North America, but Latin America and Bermuda. So I'm very excited about what we can do for our clients and our distribution partners. We have the talent. We have the teams. We have the right client focus and some great strategic relationships that we can build upon to continue our success.
Thank you for that insight, Joe Taco of AXA XL. Anyone interested in reaching out to Joe can access his email in this episode's show notes. Be sure to visit AXAXL.com for more information. That's AXAXL.com. Thank you for downloading this special episode of RIMSCast, which is sponsored by AXA XL.